Industrial Talk is brought to you by Neom. That's N-E-O-M. Go out to neom.com. They have a vision of changing the world for the better in almost every way. They are committed to that. They have a bold, a brave, and daring greatly vision on how to change the world for the better for all of us. They are committed to that. Go out to neom.com, get involved. You will be dazzled, and you will not be disappointed. Big thinking going on there. And change is happening, and Deloitte is your partner. Deloitte's U.S. and global network. They always deliver measurable, sustainable results for clients and communities. It's important to have a partner like Deloitte in your corner to manage and help you through this change. Find out more. Go to Deloitte.com.
Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast with Scott McKenzie. Scott is a passionate industry professional dedicated to transferring cutting-edge, industry-focused innovations and trends while highlighting the men and women who keep the world moving. So put on your hard hat, grab your work boots, and let's go.
All right, welcome to Industrial Talk. Thank you very much for joining this platform. As I say over and over and over again, it's dedicated to you, industrial hero. You are bold, you are brave, you dare greatly, you solve problems, you innovate, you're changing lives, and you're changing the world each and every day. Thank you for joining. Thank you for what you do. And you know, I'm living the dream because my purpose, my desire is to learn everything I possibly can from the leaders of industry, from the companies that are in industry, because of the innovation, because of the incredible thinking. That's what this is about. And you know what? There's plenty of seats that can be taken by you if you want to continue to learn and to continue to grow in your industrial profession, because it's happening and it is fast. All right, in the hot seat, Rachel Snyder. She is a freelance author. Okay, cool, right? That's cool. T.R. Cutler is the company. And what's interesting about Rachel is we're going to be talking about Gen Z and why it's important to be able to, you, company, you, individual, be able to understand how Gen Z looks at the world, looks at work, looks at what's important to them. It's important because we've got a, you know, there's a conversation I've had. It's always about, hey, how do we fill people? How do we get people to come into our company? Let's get cracking. Yeah, so, you know what's interesting? So here it is. So we're talking Gen Z. We're talking about the challenges that take place within manufacturing, quite frankly, and how do you get people to come back to work? How do you maintain your business and backfill, for lack of a better term, backfill valuable resources to help you have a business that is both resilient and create that legacy, right? And you're just going to have to, and you're just going to have to address that there is this workforce out there. Gen Z, don't come to me and say, Scott, what are the dates of Gen Z? I can't tell you. I can't tell you any of that stuff. My brain doesn't work. All I know is I look at these individuals, this group, as young, bright, incredibly talented from a technical perspective, solving problems, unique ways of doing that. And I think it's just the bottom line. You're going to have to figure this out. Rachel brings that insight quite effectively. But you're just going to have to do it because it's an important conversation. Now, we've always talked about Industrial 2.0. The new thing. Go out to industrialtalk.com. So what we're trying to create here is a platform that is completely and solely focused on industry. But from an educational perspective, if we educate and then if we can create a platform that allows us to freely collaborate and then, of course, to highlight the innovation, then it's delivered in a entertaining way and just keep evolving and never stop, sort of like Disney. You never stop. You just keep trying to do what is necessary to be able to get your message out, to get that story of you, your company, what you're trying to do in a way that people consume it. That's what this is about. We have at industrialtalk.com, we have news, articles, videos, I Am Industry, the human side, seeing it in action. And then we've included, of course, the Industrial Academy, which is more of a formalized educational platform that it's just cool. And then the library, the Industrial Library, which features books that I believe, that I read, I'm reading, that I believe that it can definitely help you. Because if we are all going in the direction of doing the best we possibly can, educating as much as we possibly can, and learning as much as we possibly can from not just you, but leaders within industry around the world, we're better. Because right now, and I think it's getting faster and faster and faster. I don't have a speedometer on innovation speed and where we're going. But if you're in any industry, you recognize that there's just tremendous change that's taking place in a positive way. You can sit there and focus on negative stuff. This platform is always about positive, how we can move that ball forward, what do we do? So the platform, look at it as a bus. Jump on board. Train. No, this is a jet airliner, and there's plenty of seats, and a lot of great content delivered to you by wonderful people, including Rachel Schneider. How about that for a segue? All right, Rachel Schneider. So I had this conversation as I try to find her. Yeah, there it is. So I had this conversation, and it's through T.R. Cutler, Thomas Cutler, Tom Cutler, incredible organization, company. Now, what's fascinating is that, okay, they're going to constantly deliver papers, white papers, blogs, information. They're at the cutting edge. And Rachel brings that fresh, young perspective of, well, what does it mean by, do I really want to get into manufacturing? Ask that question. Do I really want to? But if I'm a company that has a desire to attract top talent for my business, you're going to have to do some stuff. And that's what Rachel talks about. And you want youth in your business. You want that fresh perspective to solve problems. You want that insights. I mean, I hang out with young people and I'm better for it. I just am. I grow. So anyway, here's Rachel Schneider, and T.R. Cutler is the company. She is a freelance author. Enjoy the conversation. Rachel, welcome to Industrial Talk. How are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
Thank you for asking. I am doing well. I'm 5x5. I'm 10x10. I don't even know what that means. But anyway, I am. And I am having a great time. And I get to talk to you. I get to talk. Oh, now, listeners, this is a topic. This is a topic that you're going to have to pay attention to. And the reason you're going to have to pay attention to, because if you're in manufacturing, if you're in industry, if you are looking for strategies to be able to sort of bring in new insights, new blood, new thoughts, new visions, Rachel has definitely the answers. How about that? You do. Don't let us down. Okay, Rachel?
You make me sound so important.
You are important, because you're going to be talking about Gen Z, which I have no idea what that is, and why it's important. But before we get into that, give us a little background on who Rachel is.
Absolutely. Well, I'm Rachel. I'm 20 years old. I'm a rising sophomore at Boston University.
Rising.
The summer for me. So I'm a rising sophomore. I'm majoring in mass communications and a minor in psychology. And I kind of fell into this whole manufacturing media consortium when Tom Cutler reached out to me to kind of ask about my opinion on Gen Z and how manufacturers can attract us. And originally I was like, I know nothing about this. I have no background.
All right.
you know, manufacturing. And I was kind of just like, what kind of credibility do I have, Tom? And, you know, I've only written a few things here and there for high school, kind of writing some articles for the school newspaper, writing essays, things like that. But Tom was really interested in, you know, my opinion about Gen Z. And he kind of made me realize that I do have credibility. I, you know, I'm a member of Gen Z myself. So I kind of know the lingo. I know, of course I do, because I'm Gen Z. And Gen Z is born between late 90s to early 2000s.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, so, you know, we're the youngins. We're turning, you know, 20. We're in our 20s, basically. Right. So he was very interested in, you know, my take on how manufacturing businesses can attract us and how they can, you know, keep them working for these big manufacturing companies. So I've written around 3 articles for about that and kind of my opinion and kind of putting my foot in the door into this whole manufacturing world. So,
all right, listen, as you're saying to yourself, Scott, how come we're talking to Rachel? Well, the reality is that you need help to figure out how to attract young talent into your organization. That's one. Two, to do that, you're going to have to be able to adjust, modify, pivot, whatever that term is, to be able to do that. And you're going to have to think younger. You're going to have to be able to speak the language, talk the language, demonstrate the ability. And that's where we're going to, and that's why Rachel is on Industrial Talk, because we care about your success, because you need to survive, rebuild, and prosper.
Perfect.
That is, man. I'm all tired now. I'm all winded from that. All right. Let's talk about that. Again, you defined Gen Z as 20-something-ish, give or take. Makes it easy for me to consume it. Okay. I like that.
Good.
What is, let me see, some of the problems that we're dealing with within manufacturing, within industry, within just that type of profession is the ability to be able to attract. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about how we can begin attracting Gen Z type of individuals. What do we need to do?
Well, your biggest thing is social media. And I'm going to say that a lot during this podcast. So
yep.
For that, because social media is seriously like your golden ticket. It's no surprise my generation is obsessed with social media. You know,
yeah.
Up to 10 hours on our phones every day. You know, that's around.
Is like that really? Is that the stat?
50% of Gen Zers spend 10 hours a day on their phones.
Holy cow.
So sad. And I've definitely been guilty of this myself. But I mean, it's true.
Wow.
Grew up with phones. We love using social media, and a bulk of our communication is through Snapchat, Instagram, or TikTok. And these are all social media apps, if anyone's unfamiliar.
Right. No. That's good.
So if companies really want to attract Gen Z workers, they're going to have to be very familiar with these apps. I hate to say it, but if you want us, you're going to have to make an Instagram, a Snapchat, a TikTok.
Hold on. What about the other ones? What about Facebook?
You know, Facebook, it's slowly kind of becoming too dated. Anyone who loves Facebook, but my generation, really, we do not use Facebook as much as we use Instagram or TikTok. So we mainly use it for like professional things, but other than that, no one's really.
See, and that's interesting from a professional thing. You know, I always thought of Facebook being sort of that, hey, check out, I went to this restaurant and I did this and all that. But now it's does that mean when if you're consuming information content and you're getting that information from, let's say, Instagram, TikTok, those are snippets. It's nothing lengthy, right? So
lengthy.
So tell me about a little bit about that snippet mindset, because sometimes here in industry, we want to do so much and give so much information and talk about why our little widget's the best. Why is that not a good approach?
Okay. Well, it sounds like we're so, you know, like we're very instant gratification, I would say. So I mean, and we're constantly, you know, scrolling, we're constantly refreshing, we want new and exciting things. So if you want to get our attention, you need to do it right away. Don't post like a lengthy paragraph because we're not going to read it. If you post like a really cool, you know, video or picture with a small little comment, then that'll engage us. And, you know, it's very instantaneous. It's very instant gratification. So, you know, you're going to grab our attention. And that's only grabbing our attention. I can tell you how to keep our attention, but.
Well, then that's a great segue. So here we are. We've already put on our hats. We're into Instagram. I haven't made the TikTok jump. Those are videos, right?
They're videos, and it's a constant stream of videos. So it never stops. So you can keep scrolling for hours, which is why my screen time is so high.
Wow. Even business, even something like manufacturing, you can sort of leverage TikTok and be able to use it to your advantage.
Absolutely. Because TikTok, the great thing about TikTok is that it curates, you know, your feed. So it's all personalized. So let's say if a Gen Zer searches, you know, your media company on TikTok, then, you know, our feed will kind of register that and show us more things about manufacturing and more things about, you know, this kind of business that they searched about on TikTok. So it's a really great way to kind of engage more and more people and kind of curate, you know, the stream of information that you're getting to be, you know, about manufacturing.
Interesting. Okay. Well, I guess you heard it here first, our listeners. I'm going to be venturing into TikTok. I'm not sure if that's good, bad, or ugly. It's probably ugly more than anything. All right. Let's talk about, you've captured the attention. You've used the platforms that are capturing the attention. Now, what do we do? What do we do as a manufacturer?
Okay. So this is kind of where the whole idea of automation comes in. So we grew up alongside technology, as I said. So of course, it's going to be important for us to, you know, for that to be incorporated in our work. Anything from computers, phones, any sort of new technology is going to get us really excited and going to want us to stay. So we're really quick to learn about these new technologies. So this is an advantage to you guys because, you know, we're great with working with this kind of stuff. And, you know, we're probably your best bet. If you guys do end up getting a new technology, we're going to know how to use it and we'll be the best at it.
So when let's say you capture the attention, you got that little snippet, it's like, yeah, I got it. Then that says, hey, let me take the next step forward. Let me look into it a little bit further. And you're absolutely spot on. The technology innovation that is taking place within industry and manufacturing is pretty doggone cool. There's no doubt about it. And it's creating, whether we like it or not, there's maybe some old thinking back there, but there's a lot of new insights into creating businesses of greater resilience by leveraging technology. It's not that ditch digging dirty job anymore. It is truly a sophisticated type of platform. So we go out there, we say, hey, all right, this is the technology. That is important. You got to paint that picture. Is that correct?
Absolutely. That's really going to get us engaged and going to want us, you know, to stay there. And we're very, you know, Gen Zers, we're kind of brought up about the idea that to work smarter and not harder, which is very different from, you know, the boomers and the Xers, because they were taught to, you know, get a 9-to-5 and work there until you die, until you retire. So we're not like that. So we'll leave a job if we're not happy with it. So this, you know, whole thing about automation, that's going to keep us there.
That's amazing, by the way. It is. It's something that it's like, okay, nope, I'm done. I'm out of here. Where are you going? I'm out of here. I'm just like, let me ask you this. Along with that saying is, let's say you have a career path and it's pretty innovative. It's on my end. I've got to do it. It's on my end. You manufacturers. So you got this path. What about that whole social side where it's sort of that doing good and all of, is that important for you too?
Absolutely. Diversity and inclusivity has been something that's been ingrained in my generation, you know, from a very young age. We were brought up with so many like anti-bullying assemblies, and we taught us that, you know, tolerance and embracing diversity, that's super important. So inclusivity is something that we look for in any company that we're going to, you know, think about working for. because it's really important to us. We want to be proud to be with a company and to work for a company that has the same ideals and values that we do. So, and also my generation won't be afraid to speak up about the companies that aren't, you know, talking about inclusivity and diversity within their workforce. We will, you know, stand up to them and we'll post on social media about it and kind of call them out.
See, and that's interesting because you're absolutely spot on there. So as a business, I'm going to have to think differently. I can't just assume that, we're a great company. We've got great things, but you have to make sure that it's out there. You've got to, you know, make it known that you've got this great culture that's focused on people and their future. And you're going to have to make that effort because you are going to try to find out everything you can because you've got a different viewpoint of what employment is, right?
Totally. And we have a different viewpoint of how, you know, we should be, how our bosses should be and how these CEOs and COOs should act, you know, around their workers and around like this whole business. Sorry, my dog's moving. About this whole, you know, business that they created.
Yeah.
So we will hold, you know, people in these very high positions accountable. We're not afraid of them. I swear my generation will call out anyone in a position of power, no matter how much money they have or how many connections they have. We don't care if they're not like having a great, you know, inclusive and diverse workforce. We're going to call them out. We don't care.
You see, that's interesting because we don't think that way. I'm just, and the reality is that the future leaders are you, right? And others like you within the 20, young 30s, whatever. It's there. And as a result, we've got to just recognize the fact of what's taking place out there. And that is culture within the organization. And then of course the leaders, the leaders of those organizations, that information needs to get out too as well. That just does. And if that information does not jive with action, like, hey, I'm great. And then you go to the company and that guy just, you know, say a guy, me, I don't live up to those values. That's where the friction, that's where the, sort of that problem lies, right? And that's where you're going to call them out.
Exactly. It's called cancel culture, if anyone's unfamiliar with that term.
That's cancel culture.
That's cancel culture. So, well, cancel culture does get into like, this specifically is a good kind of cancel culture. So
I was going to say, there's it runs the gambit, right? It's like, well, I mean, why are you after me? I haven't done anything. Ah, it doesn't matter. You brushed up against the individual. It's like, oh, I was just grabbing a hot dog.
Yeah, no, but this is definitely the cancel culture that wants to make a difference. So this is, you know, holding these big, powerful people accountable and calling them out. So Gen Z is very well versed in this whole cancel culture.
Let me ask you this. If you head down that road, there's a disconnect. Cancel culture just gets into gear. Is there any way to gain back and get away from that cancel? Or is that just like one time, boom, you're done. Get the heck out of here.
Well, we've definitely seen, you know, celebrities and people like that get canceled.
Yeah.
And after, you know, time and maybe rectifying some of the things that they were canceled for, we'll uncancel them. So I would say that businesses could do that. So let's say they were called out for their lack of diversity and inclusivity, and then they start hiring more people of color, more people of different sexual orientations, then, you know, you can see that they're trying to make a difference and trying to rectify their mistake. So
wow.
Become uncanceled if you do the work and fix why you were canceled in the first place.
Gosh. Yikes.
A lot, but you know, that's our reality.
All of a sudden I'm watching what I'm saying. Okay. No, I think that's, you know, I get all nervous. And I'm like that bozo that comes to the party. It's like, oh, hey, let's have a great time. You know, I avoid all of that other stuff. But so this is interesting. But I think what you're pointing out, Rachel, is the fact that this is the reality of the marketplace. And if you want to have a business that has some sort of legacy, right, you want to carry on, you're going to have to be able to adjust, and you're going to have to, and it's a big adjustment because many of these companies are sort of been around for a number of years. And this is the way we always have done it. And it's like, well, now you're asking them to sort of change their DNA to a certain extent. And that's a tough thing, but it has to happen.
Yes.
Because, you know, we talk about the necessity to survive, especially now when you got this pandemic. Companies are just sort of, oh, I got to survive. And then what do I do to rebuild? And how do I prosper going forward? It's a great opportunity. You can say what you want about the pandemic. You could, you know, yes, bad stuff is happening over there and it's a pain in the butt. But I believe, me personally, I believe the conversations have changed to where there's a level of vulnerability that's a part of what do we do? I got to figure this out. I don't have people coming in and saying I need a job. And so now all of a sudden I've got to have that type of conversation. And I think this is important.
It is. It's very important. I mean, we're going to be one third of the manufacturing, you know, employees by the end of 2030. So Gen Zers, you know, we're one third of it. So you better start.
Wow.
You know, catering to us, but essentially thinking out how to use us, how to attract us, because you're going to need us.
Well, this is how I would roll. I don't have it. And I'll be the first to admit, I'm just who I am. And I've changed dramatically. Don't get me wrong. I have. And I get a kick out of listening to what you have to say and others. I would bring on, if I didn't have just this, I would bring on young talent that looks at not just the world of manufacturing, but what does it look like going forward, and be able to tap into that and be able to, that's so strategically important. If I were to just sort of throw that out there, do you agree with that?
Yeah, totally. Of course.
But here's what, this is the challenge. And again, it's one of those things where it's sort of interesting. You can sit there and complain about it. You can harumph your way through and be all upset about this reality of the marketplace, or you can try to embrace it, work to embrace it, figure it out to embrace it. Because and you could sit there and say, well, they don't know what they have no idea what's happening in manufacturing. Stop that. Stop right. It. Just
yeah, stop. I agree, because you know, it's change is hard. No one likes change.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think it's a necessary evil that these companies are going to have to come to terms with, because if not, they're going to go out of business.
And it's true. And that's a reality of it. You're not creating a legacy. You're going to struggle, and then eventually you're just going to die on the vine. And it comes with, just FYI, listen to this one, is that you're stubborn. Stop being stubborn. Just embrace it. It is what it is. Figure it out. Navigate those waters. All right. Let's talk about how to get a hold of you. Let's say, hey, I like what she's talking about. I want to know a little bit more. I want to create a business that has some resiliency. I want to be able to attract people. How do I get a hold of Rachel?
Of me personally or Gen Z?
No, you. I want to know if I'm saying, hey, man, whatever she's talking about, I want to know more about it. What? How do I get a hold of you?
Well, by email, that yep. works.
Uh-huh. And that is?
And that is Rach, RachSNY26@gmail.com.
Got it.
And then if you want to reach out to me by Instagram, which Woo-hoo! You should know how to do because of my talk, my handle, which is like the username for anyone that doesn't know, it's also RACH. Snyder,
yeah.
SNYDER_.
I got it out there. All right. She's got her personal Facebook. I've got that too. And I've got the Instagram. You're not on Twitter.
I'm not on Twitter because that's also aging out just a tad. But I can make a Twitter. I think I might have to make a Twitter.
See, I'm going to have to update my form to include TikTok. Oh, the changes never stop. All right. Which is exciting, by the way. FYI, I get all giddy about that because it's pretty cool stuff out there.
Yeah.
You were absolutely spectacular, Rachel. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me. This was fun.
This is cool. I liked it. All right, listeners, we're going to wrap it up on the other side. So don't worry. I'm going to have her Instagram contact as well as her Gmail. As well, it looks like she has a Facebook account, but we all know that that's sort of dying from a Gen Z perspective. She never looks at it, but it's there. I got it. Woo-hoo. All right. Thank you very much for joining. We will be right back.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
How about that for a conversation? Thank you very much, Rachel, for joining Industrial Talk and sharing your insights into Gen Z. I like the term aging out. I think we have to be very careful about that, and it's definitely timely. Big, big time. And there is. It's just an interesting time for social media because you've got to be able to take whatever content you're trying to develop and developing and be able to mold it to an audience and attract the people that you want to attract and tell the story that you want to. And it's got to be delivered entertaining. If you have the cure for cancer and nobody listens to it or watches it or whatever, everybody dies of cancer. Take that to the bank because it's just is what it is. Industrial Talk 2.0. Go to industrialtalk.com. It is a growing airplane of great content from great people. Learn, learn, learn. Never stop learning. All right. You are bold, you're brave, and dare greatly. Hang out with bold, brave, and daring greatly people, and you're going to change the world. We're going to have another great interview right around the corner. Thank you very much for joining, and be safe.